This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The executive director of the World Health Organization Emergencies Program said Thursday that China had reported 1,820 laboratory-confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in the past 24 hours. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Michael Ryan said that most of the cases relate to a period going back over days and weeks and retrospectively reported cases sometimes going back to the beginning of the outbreak.
We need to be very careful when interpreting any extremes, be it in incubation periods, be it in daily numbers. We must take all numbers into account. We must look at all numbers seriously, but we also must try and interpret what those numbers mean and not react directly to the number itself.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. He said getting clinical trials of drugs and vaccines underway as quickly as possible is of great urgency. He also confirmed two deaths outside of China, one in the Philippines and one in Japan. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said Thursday the United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a seven-day reduction in violence. Speaking at a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Esper said he had had a series of productive meetings with allies about the proposals and the way forward. He warned, however, the agreement could change if conditions change.
It is our view that 7 days for now is sufficient, but in all things, our approach to this process will be conditions-based.
On Wednesday, the Taliban had issued an ultimatum to Washington after weeks of talks with a U.S. envoy demanding a reply to their offer of a seven-day reduction of violence or saying they would walk away from the negotiating table. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of Italy's right-wing League party, Matteo Salvini, claims he and his former government were all in it together when a decision was made to deny the disembarkation of migrants from a Coast Guard ship last year. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Salvini appeared at a news conference, not holding back at naming those others involved.
The days when I blocked the ship before the disembarkation was a shared decision, agreed with Conti, Di Maio, Bonafede and Toninelli.
Salvini denied entry for over 100 migrants on board the ship until European Union countries agreed to take them in. The former Deputy Prime Minister went on to request he be put on trial for the charges, even though the case could potentially sink his political career. If found guilty, he could eventually face up to 15 years in jail. Although a resolution is not expected anytime soon, due to Italy's complicated legal system.
That's Adam Reed reporting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Iraq's government has approved a plan for NATO troops to stay in the country to take over some of the training of Iraqi forces in the fight against the Islamic State group. Stoltenberg made the announcement in Brussels Thursday. It comes weeks after Iraq demanded that foreign forces leave after the United States killed one of Iran's top generals at Baghdad airport. The move was largely in response to the Trump administration's demands that more European forces become involved in training Iraqis so U.S. troops in Iraq can leave. The U.S. Senate has backed legislation to limit President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran. The resolution rebukes the president after a strike against an Iranian military commander in Tehran's retaliation last month raised fears of a broader regional conflict. Eight Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution, 55-45. The measure, authored by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kaine said the resolution is not directed at President Trump, but was a reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
President of the United States, this president, and every president always needs the ability to defend the United States against imminent attack without asking for anybody's permission. I think the world knows we will do that. This body, though, is the body that needs to decide if we go on offense and engage in military action. And guess what? The world knows we'll do that, too.
The Democratic-controlled House passed a separate non-binding war powers resolution last month. The House could take up the Senate measure later this month, but President Trump has promised to veto it. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.